Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample. These are podcasts where I'm looking back on the previous Sunday's worship and thinking about our corporate time together as an ecclesia, as a group of Christians, our singing, our praying, our being together, and what lessons we might learn from it for the coming Sunday or weeks ahead. So we're reflecting on the corporate worship. This last Sunday was the 20th of August 2017, and I was in both Watford in the morning and Bracknell in the afternoon. So let's first of all think about the speakers and the speaking. I was the speaker in Watford. My friend Ben Dannett, young man, was preaching down in Bracknell, which actually was exactly the same lineup as last week, which was completely a coincidence, not planned that way. If you want to listen to the lessons, they're available either on the Watford YouTube channel or the Thames Valley YouTube channel. Just look for those, Watford Church of Christ, Thames Valley Churches of Christ. You'll find the video and also podcasts. We're in iTunes and so on. Watford Church of Christ, Thames Valley Churches of Christ. Check out iTunes and you'll find us there. So, Watford, we had some Q&A as part of the sermon, some discussion, some small group work. I think that helped the congregation's attentiveness. And I learned from what people shared. We had some sharing coming back from the groups and the people. It was very interesting. I always learn more about the passage even as we're doing it, even as I'm preaching it when we have this kind of interaction. Congregation were very relaxed. We had quite a few laughs. Lots of people away on holiday. It's August. We had some friends with us. Some parts of the service didn't go exactly to plan. It created a few laughs. That's okay. It's such a help that we're good friends and we can laugh together, not get too uptight when things don't go the way we expect. So that was rather good. Nice feeling for that. I think my questions were more appropriate this time to the passage. A week or two ago, I reflected that my questions weren't quite on point. I think they were this time. That was helpful. I thought about the questions more. And it was interesting to use Noah as an example of the kind of faith that's talked about by Jesus in Luke 21. I was preaching there, but it seemed to me that although Jesus wasn't referring to Noah, that he was a good example of the things Jesus was talking about. So I don't often dip into the Old Testament in that way, but it was refreshing. I think that was helpful. Ben spoke well. He spoke really well down in Bracknell. I really liked his application of what it meant to have, of what it means to have spiritual friendships. He talked about his old friends, Alex, Elliot and Heinrich. He talked about the friendships in a way that was relevant, imitatable for me and the people listening. There was great warmth in the way he talked about his friends. It felt very genuine. And because of his genuineness, I found it very inspiring. And it reminded me how important good friendships are. And luckily, I was able to experience that straight away after church because Reinhard, my friend, came up and to me and we had a chat and then said, look, can we have a cup of tea? We sat down, had a cup of tea, had a chat in the cafe after church. It was super. Just sweet fellowship. What a wonderful thing. So thank you, Ben, for inspiring that and for the chance to practice it straight away. If you want to listen to the lessons or watch them, please do. And if you could give me some feedback, I'd be very grateful on my lesson. I'm sure Ben would like some on his. You can leave a comment where you catch this recording or on the website, wherever you find the podcast. So that's good. I think the note to myself from this is just to connect the Old Testament and the New Testament more often in my sermons. I like preaching the Old Testament. I like preaching the New Testament. Don't often pull the two together. I think I could do with doing that a bit more often. Now, on to the music. We went old school in both places. For various reasons, I decided we would have no instruments this week. No guitar, no keyboard, no nothing. So that was different. Simple proved to be beautiful. The change was refreshing. I maybe wonder whether we should do something like this once a quarter or so. A couple of people gave me that feedback on Sunday. Can we do this not every week, but a bit more often? I think the fact that we had no instruments made the vocal harmonies clearer, and particularly in Bracknell, where the men and the women are mic'd up, I could hear, as I was leading singing, I could hear the alto line from Perry and Heather. I could hear the tenor or the bass lines from Wale or from CJ or from Don. So that works particularly well in an a cappella setting and is uplifting. I think if the songs are led well, if we have harmonies. And talking of leading well, CJ led the first song and he did a super job. I really liked the way he introduced the whole service. He read a psalm before starting the song I Will Call Upon the Lord, and it's the psalm upon which that song is based. And connecting the psalm and the song really helped. I think the congregation began the song with a greater sense of togetherness, and I think my opinion sang it more heartily. This connection between the scripture and the song lyrics helped us all to remember what we're singing about and who we're singing about and who we're singing to and so on. So thank you very much, CJ, for doing that. A reflection I have is I think we do need monitors in the church service in Bracknell. The singers, we all sang better, I think, this week without the instruments because we could hear ourselves. It's not that the instruments are the problem, but and we love singing with the instruments as well, but we need monitors to help us to be our best. So I think we need to look into that. And then, note to myself, plan some more dates for a cappella services. A couple of other thoughts, just to wrap up. Last week, I said that in Bracknell, I would keep the song service simple because the PA experts are still away, and we did, just voices. That was great. And I also said for Watford that I would add personal vulnerability to my sermon, which I did. Someone commented on it to me afterwards that it was helpful to them. So you can check the sermon yourself and see if you think that's correct, but I think I did add it there. The focus for this coming Sunday, well, we're down in Lower Early for the Thames Valley Church, so the thing that I want to do is make sure that I've confirmed which person is leading which song well in advance, in other words, by Friday latest. In fact, I've already sent the email out and I've had several back confirming that they're happy to lead those songs. So that's great. And then in Watford, it's a combined sermon and communion on Sunday. We do that once a month. And so I want to make sure that what I talk about lasts for no more than 25 minutes. I'm still working on getting more succinct and trying to be more compact in what I say. Still effective and meaningful, but just shorter. So pray for me to do that. I'm going to aim for 25 minutes tops. So finally, please, could you let me know what's working for you? I'd love to know. Please comment on what you're doing locally in your services. Send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording. Please comment publicly if you can, because then we learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. So what are you trying that's working? What is God teaching you? If you are willing, share some of your own mistakes, as I do, and then we can learn from each other. We learn from our mistakes as well as from our successes. Perhaps sometimes even more from our mistakes, I think. Share your reflections with us so that we can grow and please God with our corporate times of worship. Thanks so much. I appreciate you listening to this and sending your feedback. Until the next time, have a great time of corporate worship and God bless.